Morning, and we are now very pleased and honored to be joined by Dundas City Administrator Janelle Teppin. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning, Rich.
Isn't he so good with introductions?
I heard what you're saying, and I don't think it can be repeated.
I just love the expression that she's like, oh, Rich.
I having nothing to do with the city of Dundas, I did want to ask you, I know you to be a fan of the world of tennis. Rafael Nadal has retired. Were you much of a Nadal fan?
I was more of a Federer fan, okay. To be honest.
Yeah. Actually, I was too. But it does feel like the end of an era, though.
Oh, certainly. Yeah. With Serena being gone, yeah. Rafael Nadal and Federer,
right.
There's like a void.
Yeah, it was a golden age there for a while, wasn't
it? Sure was.
Yeah. Well, there's always someone coming behind. So
lots.
We'll see. Okay. There was a city council meeting last night for the city of Dundas, and it looks to me, just looking at the agenda, like you talked a lot about cannabis.
Right.
Yeah.
We did.
They did. What happened there?
So, and that was preceded by a planning commission meeting at 6:30, where they held the public hearing because on the agenda was an item to amend the zoning code. So everything that amends a zoning code has to go through a public hearing. So that was advertised. The public hearing was held at 6:30 by the Planning Commission, and they made a recommendation to the City Council, who then met at 7 p.m.
Okay.
And yes, cities are supposed to adopt rules and regulations for the licensing and, you know, where they want cannabis businesses, mm-hmm. cannabis-related businesses, by the end of the year. In theory, the Office of Cannabis Management is supposed to have their licensing apparatus in place by then. I just read in the paper, though, this morning, just sitting here beforehand, that there is some discrepancy.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
Yeah,
we have our now regulations in place, so we'll just wait and see what happens.
So the city of Dundas is ready once the state finally gets its act together.
We are.
Okay, that's good. And like that this is a whole thing. Like, you have to decide where it's going to be, how far it has to be from. You don't have. We were talking off mic with, you know, there are no schools in Dundas, but you have to figure out where you're going to be, where these stores are going to be in relation to a park. You have to how late you're going to be allowed, and then, like, there's a lot that goes into this,
right?
Isn't there? Yeah.
And because in Dundas we do have some agricultural areas, in theory, again, a cultivator could come into town and want to do a grow operation.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to talk about that, and, you know, in what zoning district those would be allowed and how those would be managed, you know,
there wasn't a lot of disagreement over things. It just was, let's vote on this and pass it and move on.
Yeah, I mean, there were questions, there was discussion amongst the council, but in the end, the only change they made to what was proposed was to shorten up those hours that the state does allow a mm-hmm. cannabis business to be open. State says they can be open till 2 a.m. The Planning Commission thought 10 p.m. was more reasonable for mm-hmm. a town like Dundas.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was included in the final ordinance.
All right. I don't suppose you know, or there's Chapel Brewing in Dundas. Have they informed the city if they intend to offer like a THC beverage?
So they already do.
They do?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
And I believe Dawn's Corner Bar does as well. I haven't been in L&M, so I don't know. But the city council has chosen not to regulate those establishments for that.
All right. There it is. What else did you guys talk about last night?
So they amended our fund balance policy mm-hmm. in anticipation of accepting or approving the long-term financial plan.
Okay.
And the council discussed that at the previous meeting in a work session, kind of really dug into the next 5 years in terms of finances looks like, mm-hmm. given our capital improvement plan, some of the projects that we have on our horizon. And so they amended the fund balance policy. The state auditor recommends cities have a fund balance of 30% to 50% of expenditures. Mm. And that's because property tax payments come to cities just twice a year. So we need to kind of, you know, pace ourselves.
Stretch it out, yeah.
Make sure you always have a reserve.
Right.
Yeah.
To cover for, you know, that time when we may be going a little low, if you will, mm-hmm. Before we get that payment. So they brought that down a little bit, again, with eyes on the bigger picture. They amended it from 55% to 50%. So it's not a huge change.
Okay. Anything else?
They talked about parking regulations. That was a conversation that started in July with the Planning Commission, brought it back to the City Council, just kind of cleaning up some of our parking regulations in terms of commercial businesses, okay. Where, you know, as an example, our current code says one parking space, if in a restaurant situation, for example, mm-hmm. One parking space is required for every three tables. As an example.
Sure.
We change that to, say, based on the square footage of a restaurant.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Which seems to make a little more sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You got any plans for Thanksgiving?
The really tough question.
Yeah. these are hardballs today.
Yeah. We're going non-traditional, though.
Are
Nobody
you?
Was super enthusiastic about turkeys and stuffing mm-hmm. because my family's very small. So it's kind of hard to cook a turkey and stuffing
and everything
for like four people.
Yeah.
We're, again, doing non-traditional, doing a little Vietnamese egg roll, fried rice.
Nice.
Rounding it out with cheesecake.
There you go.
I love it.
That's fantastic.
Can I come over? That sounds great.
There is no law that says you have to eat turkey on Thanksgiving.
Nope.
So you just want to be together. That's the whole thing.
Logan was just telling us about his family. They did pizza and pie.
Oh.
So there you go.
Yeah,
I love hearing non-traditional meals. I think it's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that pizza and pie.
Yeah. Me too. Mm-hmm. Anything else we need to know about what's going on in Dundas right now?
One more council meeting this year on December 9th when we hold our
Truth and Taxation hearing
and adopt the final levy.
All right.
So over the course of the next couple of weeks, once we're got Thanksgiving behind us,
mm-hmm.
We'll get started on that.
What's the levy looking like right now?
5.18%.
All right. Very reasonable.
They very consciously kept the tax rate flat.
All right. There it is. Janelle, thanks for coming in.
Yeah,
we always appreciate it.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
That's Janelle Teppin with the City of Dundas. She is the Dundas City Administrator.